Hello and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's program devoted to your questions and comments. Many thanks for all your feedback as well as competition answers, which we will get to later. First, though, Linda Mary Hauptmann from the United States responded to former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek's resignation from the Social Democrats and his move to form a new political party entitled the National Socialists, 21st Century Left.
There is one thing I hope Mr. Paroubek and those in sympathy with his viewpoint would take into consideration. Is there any other name the proposed party could use? I seem to recall that National Socialist was the full name of the German Nazi Party during World War II. I don't think Mr. Paroubek has any sympathy with or connections to that National Socialist Party, but the name does have ugly connotations.
Thank you for that comment. And now let's move on to your competition answers. Peter Komerska from Canada writes,
this month's mystery person is Czech chemist Otto Wichterle, who invented the soft contact lens in around 1958. His genius was exemplified by a resourcefulness characteristic to any real inventor. Working in his kitchen, he experimented with a new plastic called polyhydroxyethyl methacrylate. He developed the basics of the spin casting process now used to make soft contact lenses. To do this, he scavenged parts of old equipment he found around his home, including a motor from a phonograph player, bicycle parts, and a child's erector set.
Chan Chuangmeng from China wrote,
undoubtedly, the mystery Czech scientist is Otto Wichterle. The first soft contact lens is the result of years of research by Otto Wichterle and Drahoslav Lim, and is based on their earlier invention of a hydrophilic gel. Soft contacts allow more oxygen to reach the eye's cornea than do hard plastic lenses.
Jayanta Chakrabarty from India sent in this answer.
Otto Wichterle invented the soft contact lens in 1961 and its manufacturing process literally from scraps, a gramophone motor and bits of toy construction items, an obsessive researcher who sought solutions to problems where others have failed. When spectacles were becoming a necessary nuisance, he came up with the idea of contact lenses that were less expensive, durable, and required a shorter adjustment time. His unique invention improved the vision of some 100 million grateful people. Wichterle is also credited with the discovery of the polymer, hydrogen polyhydroxyethyl methacrylate and nylon fiber. Like most Czechs, he led a simple life where the search for knowledge was more important than making money. This fascinating Czech was an advocate of personal freedom and a staunch opponent of communism. He supported Alexander Dubček's idea for reform, even at his own risk.
Bibi and Cha writes from Pakistan.
Otto Wichterle, Czech chemist and the founder of the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry in Prague, was the inventor of soft contact lenses. He is also considered the founder of macromolecular chemistry and is the author of about 150 inventions. In 1993, one of the planetoids was named after Wichterle.
Here's what Barbara Ziemba from the United States wrote.
He worked in his home kitchen along with his wife, perfecting the soft contact lenses. It is said that Wichterle and his wife made over 5,500 lenses in their home for testing in 1961. In 1971, Bausch & Lomb licensed the technology and in the first year sold over 1 million pairs of lenses.
Colin Law from New Zealand writes,
the contact lens was invented by Leonardo da Vinci, who described and sketched his ideas in 1508. However, it was not until 1888 that glass contact lenses were first made and worn on the eye. 1936 saw the introduction of plastic in the form of a circular band around a central glass lens, and from 1948 lenses began to be made entirely of hard plastic. However, this month's question relates to the lenses now worn by 90% of contact lens users around the world, and that can only mean the inventor of soft contact lenses, Professor Otto Wichterle.
Charles Konesny from the United States sent us this.
After earning his PhD, Wichterle emerged as one of the world's foremost scientists. He was a relentless researcher, and although his research was interrupted when World War II and the Nazis showed up, and later by the political purges of the communist era, he developed some 180 patents and wrote over 200 articles and books. After the war, his experiments with plastics and gels led to a development of a water-absorbing polymer gel. This was used in his famous discovery of using the gel to make a soft plastic lens, which he spun using a Merkur set and a small electric motor in his own home. It is too bad the government sold the patent without his knowledge. Anyway, when someone raises a glass to toast another and says, "Here's looking at you," they could be looking through their contacts, thanks to Otto Wichterle. By the way, Otto preferred to wear glasses.
And finally, David Eldridge from the United Kingdom writes,
Otto Wichterle didn't in fact invent the contact lens. He developed, or you might say invented, the modern soft form of the contact lens. To me, the most fascinating part of Wichterle's work in lens development is that he used the children's construction toy Merkur, similar to the British Meccano or American Erector set, to develop a process whereby the lenses could be mass-produced. I well remember Meccano in Britain, and it seems a great shame that such innovative kits are not now manufactured for children. Otto Wichterle epitomizes the fascination those kits brought to children in the middle of the last century.
Thank you so much for your answers. This time our prize goes to Peter Komerska from Canada. Congratulations, and here's a brand new question and a chance for you to win a Radio Prague goodie bag. In November, we are looking for the name of the French mime born in 1796 in the Bohemian town of Colline. He was most famous for his pantomimic character of Pierrot. Please send us your answers, as usual, to english@radio.cz, which is also the address for your questions and comments. Thanks for tuning in to Mailbox today, and until next time, take care.